Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, fellas, everybody, what's going on? This is Timbo for Angry Fans Radio. Thank you for joining in. I'm here always joined by my brothers, Angry Fan 3 Letterman. Fellas, what's good?
What's good, what's good? It's your boy, Angry Fan 007, man. Shout out to the whole Angry Fan movement. You already know what's up.
It's your boy, 3 Letterman. You already know, a.k.a. Dre, Angry Fan Movement, Angry Fan Radio. You already know.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Everybody, to start off the show, I want to give a let you guys know what's going on this weekend. We have a special episode on Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. 7 to 9 on Sunday. It's for a tribute for Biggie. You know, March 9th, this is the day he died. So that's the day he died. So we're going to do a special episode. We got a special guest calling in, too. It's going to be crazy. So tune in 7 to 9 Eastern Time. On Monday, it's going to go back to 8 to 10, all right? So just remember to tune in on Sunday. With that being said, we're going to get right into this. We had a battle drop, Cortez versus Kayshawn, as many of you know. Angry Fan has already dropped his blog on that, so I'm going to let him start it off. Cass, what's your take on that battle, man?
My take on that battle, I'm very, very, very disappointed in that battle, man. You know what the problem is, man? Is that we already don't have grudge matches. So when you have a grudge match, when you have top names and they've been going back and forth forever, they should have went hard, and we didn't get that shit at all. Not so much from Cortez. Cortez did good. It's Kayshawn. I don't know what's going on with him, but like, he has to get it together, man. He has to, man. I mean, we can't stand by it. You know what else is messing it up, too? We can't stand by the fact that there's no judging system. You can't give him a pass just because there's no clear winner or loser. You can't give him a pass like that. And it's getting out of hand now.
How you at it, Timbo? Timbo, how you at it?
I had Tez winning, man. I mean, Tez won that like 3-0. I mean, 3-0.
Yo, you can say 3-0. I was being nice when I gave Kayshawn the first round.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what's been up with Sean, man, these last performances, but this shit,
Let's keep it all the way live, fellas.
I want to say one more thing, though. Get your fucking audio straight for your battles. I'm not trying to hear no distortion in your microphones, no feedback in your microphones. You paying these artists money, make sure that shit comes out right during the battle. That's what I got to say about that.
Talk that shit, Timbo!
That's
you know what it is? You know my problem is with Kayshawn? I feel like after he battled DNA, right, everybody was talking about, oh, DNA, Kayshawn, you had one of the greatest third rounds in battle rap history. I'm not going to say he got gassed off that, but after that battle, it's been real funny style with Shine, man. Extra funny style. I mean, you went against Big T after that and fucking stunk up the joint, my dude. You know what I'm saying? And this is why I'm glad Caps made his blog, because whether you niggas want to hear it or not from him, it's the fucking truth, bro. We can't sit there and hold your hand when you fucking... How many battles has it been, bro? We're talking about Arsenal. Young Ill. I mean, Caps, speak on your blog.
Another thing, I want to piggyback on a Young Ill. I see a lot of people saying, Kayshawn, some people give Kayshawn the win, and that's cool. But I want people to also realize that, like, Young Ill just came back. No offense, but come on, man. That's not even been a debatable battle. He should have wanted to have more pride in himself and even go out like that, I think. Not trying to shit on Young L, but, like, come on, man. He needed a clear win. And I don't know, like, are we overrating Kayshawn? Fuck it. Are we overrating him? Is he overrated?
Damn.
I mean, back in the day, he was doing this thing versus Goods and them, but, like, what's going on with now? I actually just hit him on Twitter and told him he can call up if he wants to, so we could talk about it.
Yeah.
He's more than welcome to call up. You know what I'm saying? We need to get to the bottom of what's going on, man.
What are you saying, Timbo?
I say yes. I say right now he is.
You think he's overrated right now?
I do. Back before with these performances. I mean, these. One performance, you could have an off performance, but, I mean, numerous ones in a row making it look like you don't take this shit seriously, that lowers you, in my opinion. That lowers you.
Caps, to ask you a question, no Caps?
Yeah.
I think he's overrated too.
You think he is?
Son, it's getting to the point, man. I mean, it's a cycle going on with Shine, bro.
He's living off his name, man. Is he living off his name?
Just like everybody else.
Living off his name, man.
And how far can that take you?
I said it again.
How far can that take you if you're living up your name, but you're not giving us fans no solid battles, no replay value battles at all?
Yeah, we don't have anything too positive. I mean, it's okay to have a bar or two, but if we can't say you won the battle, I mean, you really can't say anything. You can't say anything. And back in the day, it used to be like, I don't know, man. It's like people don't even care if they win or not. That's horrible.
Cass, what do you think of Cortez's performance?
Cortez's performance is lame. Like, I think Cortez did good, to be honest with you and shit. I think he did good and shit. He wasn't as aggressive as I thought he was going to be, but it was cool because he found his lane with the wordplay and shit.
I think he found his lane with the wordplay, just not in his battle
to me. Say that one more time.
I think he found his wordplay in his niche market that we've all talked about, that Cortez found his wordplay, and he's been running with it. I didn't, even though I gave Cortez the win, Cortez didn't woo me, but hey, it is what it is. He still won, but he didn't wow me like he did against Disaster, Kendall, Automatic Ray. You know what I'm saying? He didn't wow me, but he won the battle. You can't say that from him.
Go ahead.
Is Shine relying too much on, like, hyping, yelling, performance, stuff like that, and just not thinking he just doesn't have to prepare?
Definitely. So I blame K-Shine. I blame T-Rex for this.
Wow. Can you talk on that, though, why you blame him?
I got to blame T-Rex for this. But doing, come on, Rex, man. You can't just hype up anything. You need to talk to him, man. Somebody has got to let him know, yo, they're watching you, man. We all see you. You ain't just lose one or two, but, like, come on, you should have wanted to beat Cortez, man. And you clearly was just on some 2-zip, can I have my check? Like, whoa, slow down. Are you serious?
And the same thing you just said, Caps, it was supposed to be a grudge match, a fucking grudge match. And what do we get?
Yeah, man. Danny Myers versus Bricks is definitely better than Cortez versus than K-Shine.
No question.
Also, Rum Nitty versus Tycoon Tax is better than fucking Cortez against K-Shine.
That's crazy.
That don't make no sense, Caps. Timbo?
But once again, hold up. We can't throw the shade on the whole battle. It's not Cortez, though. Cortez did his thing. I'm going to put that out there. We can't make it seem like it was Cortez. He did what he was supposed to do. He won. You know what I'm saying? He did all right, if you ask me. He did okay, if you ask me. He wasn't horrible, no shit like that. He wasn't whack or bad. It's just that Shine just took away so much from the battle for me. It was just, I couldn't believe it. The first round was just like, all right. You know what I'm saying? I was kind of thrown off with all the yelling he was doing in the back and forth. And it was just like, all right. You know what I'm saying? At least he's hype or cool. But I don't know what happened after that. The second and the third, just like, oh, come on, man. This is getting ridiculous right here. And it's hard to watch shit like that.
T-Rex, you need to holler at your young boy, like my man just said, bro. You need to holler at your young boy, pull him to the side, and talk to him and say, son, what are we doing here, bro?
Yeah. Do not mess
K-Rock,
up K-Rock a legacy.
K-Rock definitely surpassed you.
Oh, yes. Whoa, that's without a question of a doubt right there. K-Rock is definitely the third in Dot Mob who's active. If you want to count me, you know what I'm saying? Has to be. He has to be. Shine is definitely last right now out of them four. Out of Mook, Rex, T-Rock, and Shine, like, there's a humongous gap, you know what I'm saying, between that third and whoever you want to put third in K-Shine. There's a gap in between there.
Hold on, Caps. You just made a comment. Tim, I want to ask you a question that Caps just said. He has said T-Rock is number three in Dot Mob, so I'm saying he probably got Mook and Rex before T-Rock. I'm going to say right now that, to answer the comment that you make, Caps, I think T-Rock might be number one right now in Dot Mob.
I knew you was getting ready to flip that shit on me. I knew you was getting ready to flip that shit on me, man.
Am I wrong, though?
Okay. All right. Hold up, man. Now, I was,
let me
know.
You know
what? No, you all right. I just threw Mook up there in the top. You know what I'm saying? He hasn't been back for a while, so that really isn't cool to just throw him up there. Like, T-Rock hasn't put in mad work and shit. But, I mean, there's no way. I can't say Mook is third or no shit like that. This doesn't even sound right. You know what I'm saying? It really doesn't sound right to me saying that shit. Like, damn.
What you think, Timbo?
Hold on. Wait a minute. Let's talk about Dot Mob for a minute. Hold on.
All right.
What is the order of Dot Mob right now?
Go ahead, Timbo. Answer that question, Timbo.
Yeah, Timbo. You
the order of Dot Mob. Order of Dot Mob right now. Current. I have. You know, I can't put Mook any less than. It's hard putting them less than one. It just doesn't feel right.
Because we don't really see too many battles from Mook, and it's not like he lost to Iron Solomon or nothing. So to say he's still a snooze don't really sound.
I mean, current right now, I have to put Tay Rock up top right now.
Up top,
he's been putting in work, and he's been consistent, and he's been giving work. He's been doing it. I got to put
Tay Rock. Tay Rock over Rex.
Yeah,
I got to agree with that, Caps.
Yeah.
Hey, Tay Rock over Rex, okay.
Tay Rock.
I got to keep it established. I'm not too mad at that.
Tay Rock.
Mook's not active enough to me, my brothers. He's not active enough. It's like, I fucks with Mook heavy, and he's been on the show. We fucks with you, Mook, but we just keep it real over here. Like, to me, I have Tay Rock 1, T-Rex 2, Mook 3, Sean 4.
Okay, well, hold on. All right. Why are we playing Mook in 3? Let me just ask you a question. Is it because he's only battled Iron Solomon in the past couple of years? That's why you want to see where he's at? That's why he's 3?
Yeah,
or is he three off of Atlas, or are we basing him off of his last battle also?
Wow, I'm going to go off his last battle. I'm going off his last battle and not active enough.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I could put him 3 based off of his last battle. It wasn't horrible. It's just that it wasn't the move that we wanted to see. But you can clearly see he still was on his shit. So I don't know if it's fair to throw him number 3 off of that.
And you know what I got to
say
about number 1,
Daylight.
I forgot about Daylight. Wow, Daylight is Dot Mob, right? Wow.
Wow, K-Shine, then. Hey, K-Shine, brother, you behind Daylight, too.
Yeah.
He is.
Damn.
He is. You know what, though? Wait a minute. Because, you know, Daylight in that scheme. Hold on now. Wait a minute. Daylight had a bunch of crazy losses, too, recently. M-City, Scheme, the homie XL.
B-Magic.
You know what I'm saying? I was leaning towards Head Ice myself.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. But I never really considered Daylight Dot Mob like that in all reality. Daylight is just him. You know what I'm saying? He joined Dot Mob cool, but he's so unpredictable. I don't really consider him Dot Mob like everybody else. That's how I feel about Real Deal. I know everybody says he's Dot Mob,
right,
but I just don't really see it that much when I see Real Deal. I just know him from being Real Deal. You know what I'm saying?
And what about K-Rock, man? I mean, he lost to Charlie Clips, and He battled Cortez, I mean, later down the road, and I think after the Cortez battle, we just saw a different Tay Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been on a tear since, bro. A tear.
Well, man, when I think he might have got crazy, I think people would sleep on. I actually like this battle. When he battled Clean Paper, I think that was a good battle. I think a lot of people, might have slept on that battle. He wasn't that bad that battle. I've seen it coming.
Nah, he wasn't.
You could tell he wanted to beat Clean.
I guess I'm the only one who ain't feel that battle too much, I guess.
I mean, it wasn't crazy, but you could tell that Tay Rock wasn't playing with him. You can tell.
Fellas, what about the King of the Dot card that dropped today, though, bruh?
Ooh!
Oh, yeah, that's the one that got, is going to have the, all the black
about it,
right? And go down, right?
Yes, sir.
And it got, what's the one that he wants about? Run Nitty versus B-Magic?
Oh! Good luck.
Yeah. My nigga, that shit is going to be crazy, son.
I'm in the building already.
Yo, they need to strap K-Shine. They need to strap K-Shine to the TV set when that shit come on. When Rum Nitty and B-Magic come on, K-Shine, you need to watch that shit for motivation, my G. Real nigga shit.
No, you know what's up, real shit, because if they come for, at this point, they going to get him. And he got to understand something. Like, you can't be falling down to the point that new dudes are dead ass seriously. Let me ask you a question. Hold on, man. K-Shine and Addy Boom.
Ooh.
Wow.
Who would win that shit?
Yeah. Who you got, Timbo?
Who you got, Timbo?
Oh, man.
And mind, hold on, hold on. And mind,
I think Shine.
You got Shine or Adibo?
I think Shine's
going to
win that one. I think Shine's going to win that one.
I don't know, bro. I'll
go Adi Boom.
Yeah, I think I might have to go with Adi Boom in this one, bro.
Until K-Shine show me he wants some. Until Shine show me that he for real and he want this shit again, I got to go Adi Boom. And ain't like, even though Adi Boom just battled A-Verb, he wasn't bad, even though it was a one-rounder, but he wasn't garbage.
You know what I mean? But it's really, you know, it's hard to talk about them kind of battles right there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It wasn't a three-round battle, so it's
right.
Just like. Like, you can see, put this, you can see when someone, in a one round, that they're going to go hard because it's one round. And it seems like with me, like with Shine, this battle with Cortez, every round, he got worse. He slacked off. You can see it. The first round was okay. Second round was when he took the water break and all that, and it seemed crazy short. And the third is when he was bucking. He's talking about freestyle and all that. You know what I'm saying? It's not like we don't fuck with Shine, but we're not going to lie either, man. I mean, come on. And like, we'll see, like, that's how this whole Angry Fan shit started, my nigga. We seen niggas was not motivated and was talking about money, and that's exactly what Shine just did just now.
Well, yeah.
So, yeah, I feel like we have, this is Angry Fan Riddle, we have the right to talk about that shit, you know what I'm saying? Because that's some bullshit right there. That's not fair to us, my nigga. That ain't fair to the fan. We sitting here waiting for these niggas to drop a damn battle. Cortez versus K-Shine, Dot Mob versus NYB. We waiting forever for a fucking
girl. Word of ass.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean... Mm. And then you went and ran with it like that, and you could tell, man. This whole shit crazy. If all these niggas is friends, then we need to do something. I don't know, man. Something's going to have to get. Because
but
it's
see,
not going to work like this.
This is why I want the grudge match of a Murder Mook and Math Hoffa. This is why I want a grudge match like that, fellas.
Yeah, but you know, let's keep it real. So, you know what? Shout out to the homie ARP, man.
Mm. Oh, yeah, shout out to ARP, no doubt. Word up. His blog was official, fans. If you ain't see ARP's latest blog, shit was official.
Yeah. Y'all check out ARP's latest blog, man. Real shit on his channel and shit. Shout out to the whole RDE movement and shit. You know what I'm saying? But his blog was official. Real shit. It really was, man. It's a lot of things. The thing about the Math and Mook, let's keep it real. As Battle Rap fans, we know why we want to see that shit. Let's keep it real. We do know why. You know what I'm saying? And it's fucked up. It is what it is. But I'm saying it's exciting. That's why. You know what I'm saying? We just want to see... niggas go hard again. Like, what other grudges can it be out there, man? I really thought Cortez and K-Shine, like, wanted to kill these niggas in that stage, and it was really disappointing. Let me ask you a question, too. Let me ask you a question, too. Like, I actually thought the EBL was somehow connected to URL or some shit. How do y'all feel about that even being a match not on URL? And it's two-minute rounds on top of that.
For me... the venue's never, I don't really care where you battle at, you know what I mean? Even though maybe, I mean, Smack was in the building, so he still gave you that feel because he was in the building, but I guess for the venue, it didn't really matter to me where they battle at, you know what I mean? But Cats, I want to comment on something you just said, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about grudge matches and shit, and that's what we want. But sometimes, Cats don't have grudge matches and still have dope battles. I mean, look at Mr. Mills and Danny Myers. There was no grudge, no bad feelings, but they still gave us a dope-ass battle. Danny Myers and Rum Nitty, same thing.
True.
But I do want the grudge matches, and that has lost in battle rap. I ain't gonna front. You know what I mean?
I mean, it's just looking bad, man. I don't know, man.
And nobody was trying to go at Shine's neck. I don't think nobody on the team is doing that. We not doing that. We fuck with you, Shine. Real talk.
No. I know. Whoa. Let me say something else about my blogs and shit. No one gets crazy in the blogs and shit. You know what I'm saying? We just keep it real. It is what it is. At the end of the day, like, as long as niggas do their job and shit, niggas go hard. I mean, you see my good blogs about niggas, but I mean, come on. We can't be sitting here acting like because there's no judging system that we don't lose battles and it doesn't matter. No.
Exactly.
You're not going to give us a trash-ass battle and then get another big name, disappoint us again, and like, no. It's not Shine. That's what any battle rapper shouldn't be like that. Have some pride in that shit. You know what? This is my problem about why Top Tier have a problem with everybody speaking on it on the PGs. They do it to themselves.
Sure.
Like, this is the reason why we be wanting to see the PGs, because they're not doing shit like this.
Mm.
They're not taking three-round battles and coming with a round and a half. They're not doing that. That's the reason why I fucked with the PDs hard. The real shit, that's why. Because of shit like this.
Timbo, let me ask you.
Because
Cash is talking about judges. Do you think at some time that needs to be implemented in battles? Because I'm thinking now, fellas, like, if niggas knew they had judges and money was on the table and the winner has to get the money bag and you're not going to get paid off some bullshit, that's going to force these niggas to fucking come, like you say, Caps. They would be forced to come with three rounds, my niggas. Real nigga shit. Do you think that's going to happen in no week?
I agree. I think at certain times there needs to be judges because I know Caps said, too, that money really fucked this shit up.
What he said, you lucky it's only 2 minutes, but they're not giving me that time and money. Like, listen, I don't want to hear that in your mind.
At all, man.
That has nothing to do with battling your opponent. We don't want to hear that in your mind. And I really think that that's sad, that these niggas used to do this shit damn near for free, for fun. I mean, of course you want to get paid, but, I mean, you're not coming with it. Like, you're not even giving us a decent battle to get by with. That battle's not going to get crazy views like that. It really isn't.
That battle
for a lot of people.
This is shit that kill me. Niggas be having ample time to get their bars right before the battle. You niggas know in advance, 3 weeks to a month in advance, who the fuck you're going to battle. Give us three fucking good rounds.
Exactly.
Let's take a call.
We got 732. You on? 732?
Uh-huh.
All right, 732. We're going to go with 760. You on?
Yo.
What's going on?
Yo. Y'all hear me?
What's going on? What did you think about that?
I'm at radio.
Yo, what's up? What's good? It's your boy, K-Doz. Hey, man, these niggas need to wake up, fam.
I'm
so tired of seeing these BS battles. You know, that's what this whole movement is about, man. I'm just so tired of
looking at
these dudes like K-Shine and Cortez. Like, these supposed to be the upper echelon dudes of this whole battle movement.
Was Cortez that bad to you think? I don't think Cortez was bad.
You know what? Okay, you know what? Cortez is better than he has been. I'll give him that much. But you know what? I come to expect a lot from these dudes. Like, when I see K-Shine, Cortez, when I see these dudes' names on YouTube or wherever it is I'm looking at, I expect these dudes to go in every time. You know, they get paid, fam. Like,
exactly.
I don't know how much they get paid, but I don't care. Like, you should have enough pride. Like, if I was a battle rapper, I'd be trying to eat niggas every battle. I don't care who they are.
Man.
You feel me? And that's why on one of the blogs I did, that's why I said, like, we need to critique these fools to keep these dudes focused. We're going to keep going at them until they understand. Danny Myers is coming. Ty Law is coming. Snow is coming. These dudes are coming. And I'm tired of hearing these dudes complaining all the time. Oh, I ain't getting my money. This and that. Shut up, dog. Like, I wish I could bat. Like, I get so upset, man, because these dudes are too talented.
They're too talented
to just not show up and not care.
It's like, let me ask you a question, Carl. Hold on, Carl. You made a comment about, you know, the new Snow and them is on their way, and I agree with you. Danny Myers, all these brothers and shit. But you think the top tier cats are going to give these brothers a chance?
Nope.
The young boys?
Nope.
I don't.
But that's the problem right there. The problem is this. It shouldn't be up to the battlers for some. It should be up to the league. I don't know how it went from the league setting up matches to the actual battlers saying and picking and choosing who they're going to win, but that's playing a big part in all this, too.
And that's exactly what y'all just said earlier. Wow, I forgot who said on those caps for 311, but about having judges. And I had a blog about URL, whoever lead should have a champion, every league's pop should have a champion or something, because then it generates order. You know what I'm saying? Because these dudes can just show up like Calico did. They can just show up with nothing.
Ugh.
And it's cool. You know, Daylight made a great point, and I got to give him props. He made a great point. If he did something crazy like Calico did, oh, we sitting on him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, soon as Daylight do something crazy, stupid, we getting on him, but Calico can get away with that. That's my thing. Like, I don't
know. Whose fault is that?
Whose
fault is
that?
That certain niggas can get away with some shit and some niggas can't get away. Whose fault is that, brother?
At the end of the day, it's the leagues.
Mm.
I feel like these leagues be kissing these dudes' ass too much. They're not delivering. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got Lux got 40K, right?
He
delivered, though. He came in, focused. Hollow got paid. We don't know how much, but I'm pretty sure it's a good amount. Came in, focused.
Yo, I think it's going to – I've said this before. Smack got to start – these leagues got to start screening these rounds. Make sure these shits are going to deliver.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know that's not going to happen.
Or have contracts – have contracts stated, okay, this is how much you – let's say we battle, I get paid $5, this dude get paid $5, okay. But if you don't have a third round or whatever round, if you just coming up with some BS, a certain percentage of that gets taken off.
I agree with that.
It's kind of hard to justify that because you don't know if they just choking or they just forgot.
Right.
But you can tell when a dude, like, I used to rap, so I could tell when a dude is just BS and he's trying to get a check, or he just there, he just choked. He just, oh, man, I lost my train of thought. I'm done. You know what I mean? Like when Trill Jones choked against B-Magic, he didn't just, like, not show up. You could tell he just literally forgot where he was at. He didn't get it back. It's a different.
Crazy, man. We appreciate you calling in.
No problem, fam, always.
You're okay, Joe, good looking for calling in, brother.
No problem, man. Good fam.
All right. We got Hollow coming up next, man. Let's take another call, though. We got 978. 978, you there?
Jersey.
978.
Hello?
What's going on?
Yeah, it was good.
It was good.
Yeah, man. Sean, yeah, he been bullshit, man. He's one of my favorites, I admit it.
And it's hard to see that.
Yeah, especially when you got big mentors like Rex, Mook around you. You should want to perform to impress them.
Right. Word. Good point.
I ask you a question.
You
all right,
know.
Yeah, people say that Daylight lost to B-Magic because it's bars over everything, but then they say Lux lost to Hollow because it's not all about bars.
Say that one more time, Polo.
People say Daylight lost to B-Magic because it's bars over everything, but then they want to say Lux lost to Hollow because it's not all about bars.
Right.
I had B-Magic win that battle, though, bro.
Yeah, me too. I was going to say that, too.
For some real shit.
Yeah,
I mean, bars wise.
I mean, everything with performance and everything.
Performance. I mean, define performance in that battle to me, because Daylight had a jacket on. He did some Matrix shit.
He performed. He outperformed B-Magic.
Okay, wait, but I mean, was that the performance you're talking about, bro?
Yeah.
Could he pull up two pills?
I'm not feeling that.
He
brought out a fake loaded Lux. He brought out somebody
though.
Else to fake loaded Lux. I mean,
but he said that he was going to make B-Magic disappear, and he battled the fake loaded Lux. He made Magic disappear.
I don't feel that way. But explain to us why you feel that way, because I don't think none of us agree with that. I don't know.
I feel like he outperformed them, but then the other way around. Hollow outperformed Lux, but Lux barred the shit out of Hollow, but people say that Hollow won.
I had Hollow winning, too, because of bars.
Because of bars?
I've always said this, brother. Lyrically, Lux is that dude, lyrically, but when you battle, if you battle somebody mano a mano in each other's face, right, I just felt Hollow attacked him from the rip. If you look at Hollow's first round right quick, he addressed the Eddie Murphy pants, the hat, and how long it took Loaded Lux to come in there. From the door, he caught the fans' attention and my attention when I watch it on a live screen.
That's why I gave him the first round. I gave Lux the last two rounds clearly.
You gave Lux round two when he stopped?
Yeah, yeah, I give him that. Cause
he actually stopped
at me
and
stuck
him out.
Yeah, Oz said time.
And then he said, I can go on, I can get on, I'm going to get on him. And then he Loaded Luck stopped in the second round and said, nah, again, I'm going to let you rock.
Yeah, I'm going to have to rewatch that.
I gave Lux the third round, though. I gave Lux the third round. I ain't going to fall
on that. I remember
Oz still
on time. Then he said, oh, I'm going to let you go off, too.
I don't know. So hold on. You think Daylight beat Magic?
Yes.
Wow.
Damn. Are these teams their own? Yo, that's crazy. All right, man. We appreciate you calling in, though. 978. All
right, man. Yeah.
All right.
Hold on, fellas. Before you take another call.
Yo.
I'm sorry.
You know what?
Talk to me. No, go ahead, Cass. Please go, please.
Nah, go ahead. Do your thing. I was going to tell Timbo something else. Go ahead, bro.
No, I was just saying that I just don't see how Daylight won. That's all I'm saying. I just don't see it.
We might need to have a show where we break this shit down for niggas.
Yeah.
What round did Daylight win?
We can talk about it on air. The whole UW high stakes card. We can talk about it on air. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. See, I keep hearing niggas saying Daylight said he's going to make B-Magic disappear. I mean, it ain't like B-Magic disappeared. Did he fucking disappear and vanish in the wind or some shit?
I mean, they're basically saying he did because everybody's talking about Daylight, you know, because everything he did and everything. You ain't really hear about this dude, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they're basically saying he did disappear from the battle.
Wow.
I don't know.
I guess.
I mean, I don't know, man. All right, we're going to do another call before I get the boner on. Got 717-7171.
Oh, he can't have it.
Next call, son.
Yeah.
Let's go 951, you on?
Yo, can you hear me?
What's going on?
Yeah, peace, my dude.
Yo, that Danger Zone and JC battle, Danger Zone was barring JC life away in the first round. Pay attention to it.
You said what? He was what?
He was barring JC's life away in that first round. If you pay attention, he was getting off.
That first one was close. I was feeling JC's punches more than David's scheme. What that card? I don't know, bro. That Carter scheme is so drawn out. Come on, man.
No, not the Carter scheme, but the one when how he was flipping that Jay and Julio in the gym.
Yeah. Okay, that part. Yeah, I'll give you that part.
That was nasty. That was real nasty. Secondly, I think that that Hitman and Clips battle. Hitman is going to destroy Clips.
Destroy him?
That's how I feel about that.
We appreciate you calling in, 951. We actually got the guest of honor on the call right now. We're gonna pass him through. Everybody, want to welcome Hollow to Dawn. Hollow, what's good?
The dinner and on.
The dinner and on, baby.
This is Don Lennon, brother. This is Don Lennon. Let's get it right, brother. Let's get it right.
Peace, Hollow. Peace.
Peace.
What it cook like?
What's good? Yo, Hollow is everywhere here, man. Every fan. That was good with you, man.
You know something like, man, just maintaining. You know, I spent the whole day mailing out these LOM shirts, you know. LOM shirts and getting it clicking. And I'm not excited. Hoodies, they're loving it. I want to appreciate it. I mean, I want to thank everybody for the support because I definitely appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? And keep rocking them Not Excited hoodies because we ain't excited out here.
Well, there you go.
Thanks only.
Hollow, this three-letter man, yo. Yo, want to ask you a question, man. Get right into this shit. When are you a Charlie Clips or Murder Mook or T-Rex? Who would you want to battle between those three cats?
What are we talking, competition?
Yeah, if you had to battle somebody next, would it be Clips, Mook, or Rex? Who would be more on your radar? Who would you want to battle?
Charlie Clips?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, competition. Mm. Rex is dope. Rex is one of the most consistent battlers, you know, you could really name out here. You know, he always does his thing, but Rex has never really destroyed nobody or just... literally nobody. You know what I'm saying? Like Rex, that's Rex. He makes sure he doesn't lose. You know what I'm saying?
I'm feeling hollow on that run. Murder Mook
Murder Mook ain't had a hot line since Young Hot. I'm just keeping it real, you know. Murder Mook has been dry. Murder Mook, I mean, you know, and I'm not trying to talk down on Murder Mook because he's a legend. You know what I'm saying? And I definitely respect what he's done for the game. But as of right now, Murder Mook is Juwan Howard. You know what I mean?
Wow, son.
I mean, until he proves it's different, I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, son, we were just talking about Dartmouth a second ago. We was ranking them. And we have said that Tay Rock might be the best cat in Dartmouth now. What do you think about that?
As of right now, that's true. That's definitely true. But the thing about it is, Tay Rock might be the best right now. But I think if Tay Rock and T Rex battle, T Rex might beat him. If that makes sense.
I'm thinking
off of just experience and off of just, you know what I'm saying. But Tay Rock is on fire right now, so you know, ain't no telling.
That would be a good one right there, I think.
Yes, it's between him and T-Rex as far as the best in Dot Mob. I didn't see Cortez versus Kayshawn, so I don't know where Kayshawn is at with it.
We just talked about Kayshawn. Right now, he had the lower totem pole of us, brother. We don't know what the fuck that was he just did with Cortez.
I didn't see it, you know, so I don't even know.
You ain't missing nothing, being real.
Yeah. I'm
going to still watch it when I get a chance to.
Word.
Hollow, this is Timbo here, man. I got a quick question for you. You Timbo always shout out. You always shout out your fans, man, especially when you were gone from the game and everything like that. I wanted to personally ask you, what did they mean to you when you were gone, when you were away, and what were some crazy things that you seen your fans do, like, for you and kind of show their support for you?
Oh, man, you know, at the end of the day, bro, it's kind of like a difference. To me, I feel like it's a difference between, you know, my fans and, you know, my LON family. You know what I'm saying? Like my LON family, you know, they're going to hold me down and write letters regardless if I'm hot or not because they feel like, yo, Hollow's a straight-up dude. He ain't never lied. He ain't never, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just being me out here. I'm not trying to impress nobody. And I think that's what they respect, like. And, you know, the fans fuck with me heavy, and they wrote too and showed just as much love, and they hold me down. But, you know, if I don't have a hot battle or shit looking shaky, you know, they moving on like they supposed to move on. I'm mad at that.
Okay. This three-letter man right here, bro. Let me ask you a question, fams.
So where's Avery sitting at? Where's that nigga?
He's right here. Talk to him, Avery.
I'm right here, nigga. What's up, nigga?
What's up, nigga? I'm here, man.
All right, that's a little angered.
yo. Hey, yo, I'm glad you just said that, Hollow. I got something that I really got to say to you, bro. First and foremost, what's your hardest battle? Because I got to be honest with you. I talk about this shit all the time. I think you and Passwords, I think that is a crazy battle right there. And everyone just gives you the win close. Tell me you don't think that was a close battle with you and Pass.
Say it again. Tell you that I don't think me and Passwords was a close battle.
Yeah, you want like? Do you think you clearly beat Passwords? You think you beat Passwords? What do you think about that battle?
Didn't he say he clearly beat me?
Yeah, he did say that.
I'm not gonna be a dickhead and do the same thing because I don't think I clearly beat Passwords. You know what I'm saying? I definitely think I beat him though because you know I came with more elements to the game and plus I came in his hometown and took over. You know, like, people don't count a lot of shit that goes on in battling. People just count bars, crowd reaction. You know, they don't take other shit into account. Like, if you go into somebody's city, you know, that's a win. As long as it's a debatable, that's a win. You know what I'm saying? Because the nigga's not, Passwords is not coming to New York having a debatable boo with me. Like, at that time, you know, it wouldn't have been even close. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, I kind of feel you now. Damn. Yo, cause I'm not going to lie. I've been running with Pass the whole time on that battle. It just seemed like Pass had it. And I'm just like, and then I know that you had a situation, whatever the case may be, but you were doing your shit. But I'm looking like this is real
I can't hear you because it's kind of breaking up. You said you going with Pass on that battle?
I said I was edging past on that whole time. I'm not even gonna front to you, B. I think that was a dope ass battle because he came so direct to you and shit.
Facts only, but you got to break this thing down like boxing. You can't just be like, oh, your pass was more crispier, his delivery was better. All right, but what about the creativity? What about the freestyle? What about the performance? What about, you know what I'm saying? Like all the other shit that counts. You know what I'm saying? Like you can't, I don't know, bro. People judge battles, you know, just off of one thing sometimes because they like it better. And I do that too. I'd be like, oh, shit, I like this better, but I can't lie. This dude beat him.
How should you judge a battle, Hollow?
By scoring it like boxing match, by being like, all right, well, this dude. I mean, you could score round for round also. I'm not mad at that, but when you're scoring the rounds, you got to take everything into consideration. You can't be like, oh, shit, this dude just did a rebuttal. He won. Like, no, it doesn't really work like that. You got to take in the – but look, like, we're still talking just to talk because at the end of the day, these people are judging it however the fuck they want to, so I'm not going to waste my breath.
Yeah. Nah, I'll tell you. I'll
tell you. This is the dumbest shit. Hollow was writing his rebuttals on the pad, and he's writing his lines, and it's like, this is the dumbest shit.
Hollow, I want to ask you a question, though. I want to ask you one question. The three-letter man, before your battle with Loaded Lux, would you say this is the first battle that you went into, maybe not as the favorite?
Nah, definitely not. Definitely not.
You don't think
not
so? I think it's the first battle. I watch all your battles. I got to say, this is the first battle I thought as a fan, because you were my top five, that I felt like a lot of niggas was going with Lux over you.
They
might have wanted you to win, but they thought Lux was going to beat you, I think.
I mean, I was thinking people thought, you know, me and Hitman was pretty even. I didn't think I was the underdog, but I felt like against me and Hitman, it was kind of 50-50.
I'm kind of disappointed in that battle, Hollow. I ain't going to lie to you, B.
Shit, I was too.
you were hit, man. I'm going to lie, man. Was it the mics or the time you guys came on or what?
It was clearly the mics. It was clearly the mics. And the other thing came into play, which I don't do now, and y'all will see if I battle Charlie Clips, is, you know, I'm trying to be like, oh, this the homie. I don't want to say this. And damn, I could say this. And I don't want to, like, you know what I'm saying? And it was like that. But now, like, come on now. I'm not with all that no more. Like, ain't no friends in this shit.
Isn't that fucking the game up, Hollow?
Not for me, because ain't no friends in this shit. I'm not trying to hear that no more.
I dig that.
I like that. Hollow, I got to ask you, man. This shit with Joe Budden. Now.
Oh, boy.
I want to know. This happening?
Man. I'm about to drop a blog on that probably pretty soon, but honestly, bro, I'm going to tell you the real. This is what happened. Joe Buzz was supposed to what is this? This is being recorded? Like, y'all going to drop this as a video?
It's audio. Son. Everybody listening right now. You got the world listening.
All right. Don't try to G me with that, man.
Hold on. Because you're going to say it on air, my nigga, but it's gonna get uploaded, son.
No, I know. I'm just making sure it ain't no video because I want to drop my own blog explaining this.
No.
So, you know, the shady shit, the whole shady, the little TV show, that's how the shit came about. You know, I wasn't doing it, but I'm going to make a long story short. So, you know, we end up setting up me and Joe Buttons, not through Shady. This is how it came about, like the battle even, you know what I'm saying, talked about. So I had some on-demand people who was going to do the shit on demand. We had contracts, paid lawyers and stuff.
Damn.
And, you know, Joe Button is 100% agreed. This wasn't something he was thinking, like, maybe I should do. I talked to him myself. We talked to his team. His team was bringing sponsors, Beats by Dre. You know what I'm saying? Like, we had shit lined up. Mm-hmm. You know, for May, the day before Floyd Mayweather fight in Las Vegas. This was already lined up. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
And then the day before, you know, the contract comes, it turns into, oh, Shady feels like this is their battle because this is how it came about, so they want it. So we like, cool. You know, we wait another week, and, you know, he comes back like, oh, they didn't have the same offer. So right now we're standing like, all right, well, are you going to sign the paper and do this? Because he's talking about September now, and I'm at the point now where it's like, you know, well, let's talk in September. I'm not going to book a battle right now for September. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, yeah. That don't make no sense, B.
Yeah,
damn,
so I'm kind of like, Joe, I don't know where he stands, and I ain't really talked to Joe myself. I tried to reach out to him a couple of times. We was talking constantly, so I don't really know where it stands right now. So, honestly, I'm giving niggas till Wednesday.
Wow. Hollow, personally speaking, though, son, I don't want to see that battle. I really don't care to see that battle. I don't really care to see any industry niggas come up in the battle world. I just don't. That's just me.
Well, you're not thinking the bigger picture, bro. It's
I know.
Really,
for you, it's a good look. For you, it's a great look.
For
I get
me.
It.
For battle rap.
For battle rap in
the
whole.
Mainstream for everybody in the world to respect this, and it has to that. You know what I'm
but
saying?
But what if it,
like,
all right, I respect that, but what if the battle on Joe's side doesn't live up to expectations, then what?
That's the only way it wouldn't be a good look. But
yeah,
Joe's
that's what I'm
a
saying,
competitor,
man.
And Joe is a rapper, and Joe's battled before. So I'm not expecting a cannabis because Joe, like, I felt like cannabis went in there not really knowing the history of what's going on now. He went in there like, I'm cannabis, I'm a rap, they're going to love me. Joe watches this shit. He knows how to format. He knows, like, you don't have to really be in there to know how to format and do the shit. But once you get in there, that's when you realize, oh, I didn't know this. Oh, shit, what about this? Oh, shit, I didn't know you had to do damn. That's when you get all the new surprises. So
okay.
He doesn't know about all the extra shit we deal with on stage, you know,
okay.
and that's the same thing Lux had to deal with. You know what I'm saying? With his first comeback, you know, because he choked just off of a reaction.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying?
You worried about your reaction. They don't know it until you're on the stage and how much it overwhelms you, and then you got to remember and go back to the line you was at. You know what I mean?
Word.
Like, people don't understand really until you're there. Like, that's what anything. Like, I don't understand what y'all are doing. I could talk about, oh, I could do a radio show. That shit is easy. But I don't know until I'm sitting there and actually doing it with you. Oh, shit, you got to do this. Watch these callers. You got to do it. Like, come on, man.
Word.
It's always easy outside looking in to say you could do anything.
Real talk.
Mark. True.
Yo, Hollow. Okay, Cap. Hollow, are you worried about Joe Buttons anyway?
As far as what?
If you was to battle him, you worried about him?
Well, yeah, of course, because you don't know what to expect. You got to be worried with somebody you don't know what to expect.
Word, true.
You know what I'm saying? I definitely would. I mean, I would honestly take the Joe Buttons belt. I would go way harder than I did for the Lux.
Wow.
Whoa. Because it's another level. This is a artist in the mainstream we're talking about here. This is like,
yeah,
this is like,
really
I'm going to start I feel like this is going to be another level.
So that means we ain't even see the best Hollow yet, really. If this goes down, we're going to see a whole another level.
Because, I mean, I appreciate, like, the Lux battle was cool, but, you know, me looking at it, I'm like, I know I could do way better than that.
No doubt.
Yo, speaking of Lux battle, man, what'd you think about Lux saying that you didn't use Calico's father the right way?
I feel the same way about him. I feel like he didn't use the Black Panther theme the right way. He didn't incorporate it enough. I would have had niggas cocking a shotgun, scaring me. Like, I would have took it to that next level. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he didn't go. He just had him standing there and he only incorporated at the end of the third. Like, you didn't even make no point too much about the shit you was trying to convey as far as the Black Panther theme. So,
yo.
I mean, and as far as the Calico Pops, like, what am I supposed to do? Use this grown-ass man as a prop and have him stand there? Like, he's not a clown. He's a grown-ass man. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you on that. Yeah, I feel you on that.
Yeah.
Like, I just was like, I told the nigga, I said, man, go up there and do what the fuck you want. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Do what you want. If you want
to
go up there and be like,
what's
up, Lux? Go up there and say, what's up, Lux?
Yo, Hollow, is it true that you had to go find this nigga before the battle because he took so long to come on the fucking stage, my dude?
Who, Lux?
Yeah.
Nah, I didn't have to go find him. I went outside to see what he was doing, and I called him.
Oh, because I remember you were talking about that on the blog. I remember you said that you actually saw these niggas and was like, yo, what's good? Like, yo, we doing this or what, basically?
Yeah, but I wasn't, like, I was going to see what the fuck taking so long.
Right, that's what I mean. It was taking so long, word.
Yeah, he was unloading with the, you know, he was unloading all them niggas out the truck and shit.
Wow.
Yo.
How you score the battle?
Huh?
How do you score the battle? Yeah,
I'll let y'all score it, bro. I don't really score that battle.
Okay.
I'll let y'all score it. I mean, I've never really, because I'm past, bro. That battle's just a great battle to me. When I see great battles, Rum Nitty, Danny Myers, Killer Jones, JC, like, that's a great battle. I'm not going to be like, he got it 2-1. He got, no, it's a great battle. I don't need to pick a winner. I'm cool.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't really be picking winners of battles like that. I just like, good battle, my nigga.
You fuck with the PG?
Yeah, facts. I mean, I don't know. I fuck with the cats I know, you know what I'm saying? The cats I know. Not saying I know personally, but the ones that I watch, you know, I know. Like, it's some of them. Like, I met a few of them cats. Like, I was, they doing the UFF. I met a few of them, and most of them niggas is cool, bro. Like, it ain't no reason to hate on niggas coming up. Let them come up. Like, if they want to hate on me, cool. I'm not going to return that hate. Like, I'm not with that.
Word.
Okay. Did you battle? Yo, you battle one of them?
Nah. I mean, it's like, I'm just saying nah because like why? Like if you were in my position, would you battle one of them?
Nah.
Would you take a Idy Boom after Loaded Lux?
But then again, hold on, Bahalo. But if you think about expanding this shit, wouldn't that be like that? I guess that would be one side if you took them. That would be true.
Because mm-hmm. How's that me expanding? Because I'm pretty sure most of their fans already know me.
That's true. I ain't look at it like that. That is kind of true. I ain't going front, my nigga.
Yeah, like I'm the type of nigga. Let's if y'all want to battle me, let's go battle in the hotel off camera then. Why we gotta do it? Like if y'all in the PG niggas, let's go do it how I was doing it. Because I didn't come out on camera. I put in a lot of work off camera. You know what I'm saying? And I'm willing to still put in work off camera.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, niggas want you to battle them, but they want to battle for the views and the shine. They don't want to battle because they're competitors and they want to see who's better.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the case, we can battle now when I see you.
Wow. Hey. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And none of them niggas have yet to run up on me like, let's battle. I would be like, let's battle now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Can we get a dirty batch?
Dirty batch. I got some schemes. It's so much chopped up. I'm trying to think. Oh, let me see. Damn. See, I can't. All right, let's keep talking. Let me try to remember. I'm gonna give you some. I'm gonna give you
Yo,
some.
Hollow, let me ask you a question. Yo, Hollow, I only got two losses. I got for you. I got two. Because I really want to say I got Verb and Arsenal. Passwords, like I said, Passwords was close is what I was trying to say. I wasn't saying you definitely lost that. I'm just saying people were downplaying Passwords side. But the shit you were saying just now, that actually does make sense right there, that you went over there by yourself and whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead, my fault.
No, you should. You having a rematch with either Arsenal or Verb? Would you do it?
Arsenal is definitely something that, you know, something I would look at, but I'm just not excited. Like, come on, Arsenal,
you're not excited, son.
I know, but it's like what? Just go there to hear Arsenal talk about like raping my mother. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking for a challenge, bro. I battle Lux because it's a challenge. I want to battle Clips because I feel it's a challenge. I feel Arsenal is a challenge, but right now I haven't, like, what was his last battle?
Big T, I think he battled Big T.
Well, besides that?
K-Shawn, Sharon.
Oh, my goodness. Sharon sent his soul to the sky.
Sharon beat Arsenal to me, though. That's just me.
His soul left his body on the stage.
I thought so, too, man.
I mean, I thought everybody thought so.
Yeah, I had Sharon winning that.
It's just like some cats is really doing this shit for the bread. It's
horrible,
really.
It's horrible, man.
But it's the top 10 niggas, though. Hollow, let's be fair now, though.
If that's who's getting paid. If these PG niggas are getting paid that money, they'd be doing it for the bread, too.
Nah, but some of the top 10, let's be real now, some of the top 10 niggas, like, come on. Calico is your boy, I know that, but What the fuck Calico did against DNA, that shit was straight. We wasn't feeling that as fans, though, my dude.
I mean, bro, you can't tell me these are humans. Fuck top tier, fuck PG. This is human nature. This is money.
But we can't say fuck.
If niggas was getting racks, they'd be doing the same thing.
But they can't get racks, Hollow. They can't get racks if niggas is not going
to
give them a shot.
When they get to that level, they're going to do the same thing. Trust me. They're not. It's not going to be like the PG niggas that start getting 6,000, 7,000. And they're like, nah, it's all about, nah, I'm not going to do it. Come on. It's going to be one or two niggas like me, like Lux, like Surf, that value their brand and don't battle every fucking, 5 minutes. It's going to be a couple of niggas, but most of them niggas is going to do it for the money. I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's true. I agree.
It's money. It's money, nigga. You know how the world is, bro.
It's money and shit, but, I mean, these niggas don't got to stop fucking trying and shit, man.
Yeah, son, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, they got to understand, we the fans, we the ones looking at this shit. They doing this shit for us, to entertain us, you know what I'm saying? We ain't really being entertained right now. So don't you think that money should come down if they're not doing their job?
Well, their money does go down. That's what y'all don't know. Niggas' money do go down when they do bad performances.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. It sounds fucked up, but I mean, this is a job.
Still,
you know what I'm saying? They're
still getting paid, though, So.
Yeah, but, like, let's be real. Some niggas get a chance. Some niggas don't get a chance. And I think a lot of top 10 niggas, they're not going to give the young boy a chance. And here's another reason. Besides the money aspect of it, they have more to lose. If A-Verb battled Adi Boom for 3 rounds, right, and Adi Boom made that shit debatable, who gets a more blemish on their resume? It'll be A-Verb. And that's how the game goes and shit. So niggas don't really want to fuck up their legacy by battling a nigga that just probably got 3-4 battles and shit when they hungry and they got more material. Like, if I battle you, I got more material on you than you got on me because you don't really know me.
Yeah.
You dig what I'm saying? So it's a slippery slope to me, man.
I mean, I can't say I would never battle PG nigga, even if I'm, like, at the same level I'm at, because if I really respect a nigga, and I really feel like, because I would battle a nigga if I respect him and I want to give him a shot. Like, I want to see this nigga shine.
Right.
Like, that's kind of how I felt about Ill Will till I met him. And I'm like, I'm not going to battle him. You know what I'm saying? That's how I be feeling. Like, if I feel like, you're a humble nigga, like a cool cat, and you just, like me, I'm like, all right, I get this nigga a shot. Like, I'm kind of with that. Like, I'm not scared of none of these cats. I'm not scared of anybody because, anybody can lose a battle any given day, and that's not scary to me.
Prime example, K-Sean been, to us as fans, he been slacking. Now it's to us like, K-Sean, we don't want to see you for a while. We want to see somebody else, a Danny Myers, a Rum Nitty, a Snow, somebody in that caliber. You know what I mean?
I'm not mad at that. I'm going to have to, I guess, give y'all something real quick.
Let's go.
What, a dirty batch from the Lux battle? Or just dirty?
We'll take that.
We'll take whatever you want to give us, bro.
All right. I fuck up this because, nigga, I don't practice this shit or spit it to myself no more. I'm lying. I ain't going to fuck up. All right.
Yo, how are you stupid?
All right. I said dirty bash right here. I said, nigga, I sip lean, pop 4 Xannies, and kill everybody in your whole family, from your whole auntie to your old granny. I heard Lux got a sweet tooth for that nose candy. I guaranteed on his table right now, it's a Merrill, one playing card, and an old baggie. I mean, y'all amp kink like he can't bleed. I'm so aggy. Another Harlem nigga that came up off Can Please. See, I would fuck up. Never mind. I said he like Vado, another Harlem nigga that came up off Can Please. I killed plenty niggas off Can, made it look like a damn breeze. But I guess his so tragic, it's a closed casket. Because now we got to pay respects to a body we can't see. I mean, where were you when URL was new? Your buzz died, I was brewed, you needed help with views. Not to mention them labels were shelving you. You all couldn't get a budget, so now you need us to help you move. I should have made you say thank you for I welcomed you. But if I don't smoke you, I'll probably choke you till your face turns Simpson blue. Like, I was just on some shit like that.
My God, niggas.
Jesus.
That's some of the shit from the third round. I was supposed to say right before I got to the large picture, and I ended up
spit in that Ray swag shit and a lot of shit from the first and second and forgot. Man, that shit.
But now, I heard the breakdown that you did, though, when you did the rectangle and all that and the choke. That shit was sick, my nigga.
Oh, that was for the first round. That's how I was ending the first round with all the choke and shit. And the third round, I built it for the – I was going to take him to church, and then I was going to break him down into the calico shit, and then I was going to go into what I was kind of going into was about the, like, come on, how you supposed to be a legend with three battles? I was going to go into that a little deeper, breaking down, like, you ain't got no resume. And then, you know, I was going to go back to the Lord Christian and shit and end the battle like that. Boom. Like, nothing worked that whole bad. That's why I'm like, I'm kind of amazed that it came out a little good in my favor, because everything I wanted to, I mean, not everything, but 25% of shit I wanted to do, I didn't do.
Do you think it helped you go in second, though?
Huh?
Did it help you win that battle
second
because you got, because you could rebuttal? Because you're so good at rebuttals?
Yeah, the going second clearly helped me.
Word.
So it might have been a different battle if I went first. So,
that's really
one of the dirty bets I could remember, man. Sorry for the little
glitch
in Matrix, but I can be getting them shits at all.
One question: Hollow, you a legend?
You say what?
Are you a legend, Hollow?
Am I what?
Are you a legend?
Should I let y'all answer that, bro?
Okay. You all talking about it right now, man. You made a lot of people's Mount Rushmore, you know.
Word.
Yeah, I mean, it speaks for itself, bro. Anybody that really knows what I've done from, I mean, come on, bro. No, I mean, I'm not going to say I'm a legend. I'm going to just tell you what I've done. I've dominated almost every battle circuit from 106, 7 weeks, Hall of Fame, Fight Club. I did that before they was viewing on camera back in the days when everybody else was at Fight Club, winning 9 weeks in a row. Grind Time was popping. I went and dominated there. URL got popping. I went and dominated there. Now what I got to do, go to King of the Dot?
I hear you. Shit, you on my Mount Rushmore too.
I mean, because nobody else can sit here and say they've done that. The only person that might come close is Arsenal, and he still has yet to dominate on URL.
Woo!
He won 7 weeks on 106. He won five. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, he just came up short with a few of his accolades. So,
that legend shit is serious, man. That's serious right there.
Yeah, and everybody who they say is the best, I went to go battle. Like, I've never, like, come on, bro, let's be real here. Niggas was scared of Lux. Who was calling
Lux? That's real.
That's real. I got to come out of jail to battle him. All y'all niggas is out of jail, go battle him. You got to wait till I get out of jail to battle this nigga and call him out? They'd rather be friends with him. Yo, that's the OG Lux. Nah, I can't
That don't mean that he's nice.
I try to tell him.
Thanks for coming on the show, though, my G. We appreciate you, though, my blood.
Yeah, love is love. I gave y'all them dirty badge boys, man. That's exclusive.
Early.
I'm supposed to be in the blog round two and three, but fuck it.
Hey, Hollow, one last thing. Yo, can you shout out the Angry Fan Movement for me, yo?
Say it again?
Can you shout out the Angry Fan Movement for me?
All right, let me do my shout outs and then I'm gonna do your joint.
And then promote your music, my nigga. I want you to promote your shit too.
Nah, only Don Lennon make music. Hollow don't make music no more. But Don Lennon dropping a new song called Stereotypes. Go check out that Revolution he did. That shit Swayze. He dropping this shit called Stereotypes that's really gonna open a lot of eyes to the racist barriers we put up on each other. But other than that, Hollow the Dawn, LOM, Loyalty Over Money. I mean, Hollow the Dawn, LOM is the Twitter. Y'all know that. And LOMclothing.com, man. Go get black hoodies. I'm not excited. The black hoodies. And we got the gray. And just shout out everybody else. Shout out Angry Fan Movement, man. I see what you're doing. I appreciate what you're doing, bro, because it's not easy to just come up from just being a fan of this shit and now having your show and having people know who you are, because I know who you are. I'm pretty sure everybody else does. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I appreciate that, my nigga. Real shit, I appreciate that, B.
Yeah, facts only, my nigga. Facts only.
We appreciate you, man. We'd love to have you back on sometime down the line if you down, B.
Well, shit, nigga, y'all got a lot of other people to call besides me now, nigga.
Your next battle, if you battle again, we want you back on before your next battle, B.
Oh, yeah. We definitely, me and Cliff's probably going to go at it soon, man, because
breaking news.
That's what it's looking like, because people want to see that freestyle, that head-to-head, that, man, I wish y'all knew what I had for Cliff, but y'all listen to how I know.
Oh, you ready for him?
Yeah, it's. I just want to definitely go down in history as a nigga that has one of the best third rounds, and my third against Clips will be no different from Wild Lux type shit. You know what I'm saying? So just shout out, you know, show me love, and man, and if, like I said, this nigga Joe Buttons don't holler by Wednesday, you know, probably me and Clips.
I got you, bro.
Salute,
yo, man. Good luck in everything you do, you heard?
All day, man.
Peace,
Hollis.
You be easy, kick off.
All right.
Wow, fellas. Shit.
That's another
artist who stayed on longer than we anticipated them to.
Yeah. Real talk.
Not bad. That's good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's crazy. So what do you think? Would you guys be interested? I know, Dre, you said you want him and Bud.
I'm not for that. I'm not beef for these industry niggas. I'm really not, man. I'm not. I mean, maybe cannabis left a fucking bad taste in my mouth, but I just want to see battle rappers. I don't want to see Cassidy. I don't want to see Meek Mill. I just want to see my battle rappers who I know is going to go in there and they know the format of battle rap. You know what I'm saying? I know niggas like a Hollow, it's good for him on his resume. Yeah, I battled Joe Buttons, and if I washed him, that, you know, I get it. I get it, man. I just ain't feeling it. What about you, brothers?
I'd like to see it. I'd like to see it personally. I'd like to see it. I think Buddy can spit. This is one person. This is one, you know, mainstream artist I would not be mad at getting in that ring, and I think can hold his own.
I mean, that's true. But I'm worried about people like, you know. I heard Bow Wow said something about he might want to battle, and you know, Joe Buttons is from the battle area, so that's cool. But let's not get carried away.
Yes,
son. Come back now because they see battle raps at an all-time high. I'm really not feeling that part of it right there. I think that's kind of, I don't know, I think that's where Dre's coming from a little bit, because I can see that getting the fuck out of hand right there, you know what I'm saying?
I can see
the only cat I want to see battle rap, a mainstream artist, would be Eminem. That's it. And we know that's not going to happen. But he's the only one I want to see.
Because they've already been involved with battle rap, so we know that that's really what they're about. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. Not some niggas who be, oh, man, these niggas getting money over here, they getting thousands. Now you.
Yeah, son. I ain't beefing for that, man.
You already got a mainstream name and shit, so now these niggas are already going to throw you bread. You make a fucking fool of you. Like cannabis, you make a fool of yourself.
Yeah, but I do agree with Timbo when he says, yo, Joey can spit, man. That's not, Joey's in my top five. I fuck with Joe Budden's hard body. You two caps, we talk about mood music the whole time, every fucking padded room, the whole nine, but I just don't want to see Joey in that light. Maybe I'm bugging. I don't know. Maybe he could prove me wrong. You know what I mean?
Oh, well, I'm not really worried about the Joey part. I'm just worried about everybody else. I want to see
him
back too.
Yeah. I can see that. That makes sense.
What do you think about Cassidy?
Yo, if you'd asked me this question 5 years ago, my dude, I would have said, yeah, I want to see Cassidy. And it's funny about Cassidy caps, and I don't know, Tim, how you feel about this. I never liked that Cassidy Freeway battle. I thought that shit was way overrated.
Yo, me too, man.
Yeah.
You know what? But you know what it is, my nigga? Let's keep it funky, my nigga. It wasn't even just the freestyle. It was that, but he had the wild buzz, too, with that shit.
It was all that combined.
It wasn't just the fact that he beat. It's not like he just beat Freeway, and then that was just it. He had the crazy wild buzz already anyway, so it was all of that combined. You know what I'm saying? And then Freeway had his own buzz as well, so that's what made it really crazy about it.
Yeah.
Getting backed by Jay-Z and all that shit, you know what I'm saying?
My thing with Cass is when I hear his music, it sounds like he's battling, like he's mad.
That's real.
I just think he has the presence for that. And he just has the aggression. Because like I said, even in his music, it hasn't changed. I listen to recent shit, and it just sounds like he can battle.
Yeah, because, Timbo, even on that song that Cassidy has, The Problem versus The Hustler, He's battling himself. He's actually battling himself on that joint, though. But, man, I'm for my battle rappers, man. I'm sorry, bro. I'm for the battle rappers all day. But I get it, battling Joey would be a good look. I get it.
Yo, I got one more, another question for Hollow, about Hollow. At their peak, and if they prepared Hollow and Diz, who do you guys think?
Hollow.
Diz? I got Hollow.
Hollow and Diz.
Hollow. Yep, not even blinking on that one.
No?
You know what's fucked up, yo? I'll be honest with you. I need to get an admission on the air. If this was a couple of years ago, I might have said it was closer. Now I got to
go for real. Agree.
But this was a couple of years ago, because don't forget, Diz was calling him out.
Yeah, where he was.
This is when Diz is on top of his game, you know what I'm saying? I'm saying he's bad now.
Yeah.
But this is when he was that nigga at that time. He was calling him out, he was calling DNA out, and he was calling Cortez out. And he was saying it was all running from him, you know what I'm saying? So this was back then, it would have been closer. As of right now, I don't think Diz could take him now, no.
But Timbo, so a question that you just asked, I'd rather see Hollow against Pat Stay.
Hollow on Pat Stay?
I'm not going to watch Pat Stay, son.
Huh?
I'm not really feeling that matchup. I think that's a matchup on paper. Like, I don't know how that's really going to come across right there.
Man.
I don't know how to. Yeah, I think I want to see Hollow over Diz. Hollow versus Diz rather than Hollow and Pat Stay. Definitely. At least they got history, my nigga. It'll be somewhat of a grudge match.
But to the point that you just made, though, Caps, to the point you made, if this was 4 or 5 years ago, I'm with you, my brother. I want to see Hollow and Diz. Now?
No.
I don't know. Let's take some calls, Timbo.
You got me thinking, man. Yeah, take some calls, man. This is not that bad.
See what
come
the
on,
fans
man.
Got to say about this. Let's see what the fans got. 716. What's your take on this? 716. What's going on?
Yo.
Peace.
Yo, what's good, man? It's Nyan, man. I want to give a shout-out to all y'all, man. Y'all doing a great job, man. Keep up the good work.
Yo, we appreciate it, family.
Salute.
Yeah. But, yo, I wanted to talk about the Shine problem in the top tier, man. I think Shine problem and people like Shine, battle rappers like Shine, their problem is their camp. That's my opinion, you know what I mean?
Is
it
camp?
I think their Kent ain't coming to them and letting them know, like, yo, you did trash this battle. They just amping them up, like, yo, you killed them. So, in turn, that makes the battle rapper like, all right, I can keep doing what the hell I'm doing, because
But, Carla, let me ask
you
a question.
You know what I mean?
But, Carla, I know we like to keep it funky, but how hard would it be for Rex or Mook to really go to Shine and be like, bruh, you're not popping right now. It's hard to tell your young boy that. His confidence just goes...
I understand, but my nigga, I mean, I'd rather you niggas tell him than me tell him.
right. Yeah,
you niggas want me to make a blog on that shit? Like, I don't want to. You got to understand, I don't want to. But I'm not going to sit back and watch any top 10 nigga lose 3, 4, 5, 2, 3, 4, 5, and you over here talking about money and shit. Oh, nah, I'm going to speak my mind then, my nigga. Since you only worry about getting paid, I'm going to let you know you didn't give me a good battle.
Yeah, I mean, yo, my little brother, for instance, he does music and all that. He don't battle rap, but he does music. He comes to me and I mean to tell him what I think about his tracks. And me being a real type cat, I'm gonna be honest with you. I ain't gonna sit there and be like, yo, that shit just garbage. Throw it away. I'm gonna tell you in a way that it was respectful. Like, yo, I'm not really feeling that. Maybe you can do this, and this better. I feel as though they're not even doing that. You know what I mean? They amp everything you say. I feel like they need to just sit him down and be like, look. You ain't hungry no more. You know what I mean? When back in the day when him and Surf was battling, they wanted they were going for their names. You know what I mean? Everybody was going for their names.
Yes.
So I feel as though now once they got their name, they got comfortable, sat back, and like, okay, I'm good now because everybody know K-Sean. That's why.
And let's be real. It's some of us fans' fault too because guess what? We scared. Some of us fans are scared to tell their favorite battle rapper, nah, bruh, you caught an L. They go on Twitter, they go on Facebook and tell this nigga, yo, you popping, you won that shit, son. You know, actually, you lost that shit.
And you know what's crazy about a Hollow? Actually, if you think about it, Hollow actually just touched on that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
he actually just pretty much said that in so many words. And look at how just now I told a nigga, like, I had passwords editing them. Like, I don't see how that's hard. He didn't have a problem with that. He didn't say, oh, fuck you, angry fan, I'm hanging up. You know what I'm saying? Like, keep it real. They respect that shit if you want to keep it real with them, man. They're not going to respect it if they have a bad battle and they know it and you're telling them they had a great battle. They're not going to respect that.
That shit is whack.
They're not going to respect that shit.
Where just like Hollow and the Luxus, you know what I mean? Like, it's few battle rappers that actually will sit down and critique themselves, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of cats admit that they lost, but Hollow and Lux, I think, like, they man enough to sit there and be like, you know, I probably took an L that round or that battle.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel as though a lot of these battle rappers nowadays, so-called top tier, they don't do that. They just think, like for Calico, for instance, he's the most delusional battle rapper I've ever seen in my life. Like, he can blatantly lose, and he'll still go, I killed you. I killed
That's
you.
That's my dude. Also, yo, my dude, this is real shit. After his battle with DNA, this nigga tweeted out some shit like, he said, yep, I just watched the footage, man. Hell yeah, I beat that boy. He was talking about roosters and chickens and shit. I'm like, what the fuck are you, what do you mean you beat him? Like, why don't you even put that on your Twitter, my nigga? Like, come on now.
But you know who does that too, fellas? Arsenal does the same shit like Calico. He thinks he never loses a battle.
You know what? You know what, though? Arsenal is actually, I've noticed this since, I want to say around the Verb, when he battled Verb, he has been stepping his bars up some. Let's keep it real. We used to say this nigga was nothing but jokes and fucking, and he used to ramble all over the place. Now he actually does have some bars, my nigga.
That's
true.
But he doesn't admit that he loses, though, my dude.
Say that again?
He doesn't admit that he loses, though. You feel me?
I mean, that's why he's fucked up. Look, I mean, why the hell was he going to say he lost if everybody on his Twitter is telling him he didn't?
Word.
I'm telling
you. That's true.
Said this on the other show. I can go to Iron Simon page. I guarantee you I'll find it. When niggas toast, he'll have a retweet somewhere where someone said he beat Mook. I know I can
find it. Son, somebody just told Sean he beat Cortez.
Oh, God. See what I'm saying? This is what I'm talking about. Where's my axe at? This is the shit I'm talking about.
Yo, Carlos, good looking out, though, my brother.
Yo, we got 708. 708, you on?
Yo, what's going on?
What's going on?
Hey, it don't matter if us fans tell these battle rappers they going to lose or not, because they still going to say they won regardless. Even if we go out and we tell them, man, y'all got killed.
But how do we know that if we ain't doing that, though, my brother? We don't know that.
Cause it was just a battle recently. I can't really think right now who it was. But it was like, oh, people were telling him he lost. Like Calico, he even, people told him he lost the DNA. He was like, nah, I beat him. I think he ended up regretting it. I think after a while he ended up saying, like, all right, I took the L. Like, I think he even said it in the third battle. But afterwards, like when we, after the battle happened, everybody said Calico got killed, and he went right on Twitter and said he won. So, I don't know. It really don't matter.
I just said that, right? He said it on Twitter.
But, like, it really, that's why I think it don't matter. Even if we do, they still going to feel like they won.
That shit nutty. Enes voice.
But you know what Hollow just said? Hollow just said that pay goes down some. So, I don't understand why y'all would be the player with some money like that.
Calico said that he got the biggest check he ever got. Well, he said he ain't coming back until he get that check UW gave him. So, is that really that true?
Oh, man. But we don't know who's saying what. Let's keep it real.
Let's keep it real.
But then I wanted, like, y'all say we ain't had like a real grudge match in a while. Y'all don't think Surf and Calico was a grudge match?
Okay. You know what? Wow. You know what? You are absolutely right with that one. Damn.
But did it live up to the hype as a grudge match though?
You know why? You really, because it didn't start off like that.
It's like
it didn't really start off
like
they didn't fuck with each.
Yeah, like, I think they was cool at first. I don't know. Like, I think it went left with that whole Detroit shit. But it was tension between them. It felt like a grudge match to me. Even when the battle, you could see Calico getting in.
But let me ask you a question, Carla. Did it live up? If it was a grudge match, okay. But did it live up to the hype of a grudge match, though?
Well, in my opinion, it did. Because I watched that battle more than I watched any of the other UW
battles. Oh, okay. That's what it is. All right, my dude. Thanks for calling in, bro.
We appreciate you calling in, my G.
We saying no caps?
Caps.
Yo, you hear me?
Yeah, what's that,
man? I was saying the reason why niggas are looking at that shit like that, it's just like Mook and Math. It's like because they know that Surf got locked up. They know there was a situation in Detroit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And niggas want to hear Calico say, does that really qualify all the way as a grudge match?
Yeah, it didn't live up to the hype to me. It was a grudge match anyway. That shit did not live up to the hype to me at all. I got Calico winning, but it wasn't like it didn't wow me, my brothers. You know what I mean?
No, it didn't. It didn't.
You know?
Mm. We can't force a grudge match now.
That's true. We can't. And let me ask you a question. When the caller just said that the battle rappers, even if we all told them that they lost the battle and we kept it funky with them, that they still would say they won. I don't think that's true at all.
I mean, if everybody kept it real with them, they're going to have – yo, let's be real, man. They could look at battles and tell if they won or not.
Hell yeah.
Fuck,
come on.
The bullshit.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Exactly.
They ain't that naive and shit.
Nah.
They just don't want to say that shit publicly. I would rather you admit that you lost publicly, like, yo, man, I took an L right there, that I'm getting my shit together. Don't tell me you won the fucking battle and I know you lost that shit.
You know who did that, Cash and Timbo? When Chilla Jones battled B-Magic, Chilla kept it so funky and said he lost like a man, yo.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, why die? I mean, think about it. Why the fuck would you run around? Think about it. Why would you lose a battle and then you run around everywhere saying you won that shit? Don't you think that some of your fans are going to be like, you bugging? You turning some of your fans against yourself saying that shit. They're going to respect you more if you keep it real.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
What you got,
right, Graham? We're gonna go to the next caller, all right? Let's go 614, you on?
What up? It's Truth.
Truth, what's poppin'?
What it do?
What it do, cuzzo?
Chillin' listening to y'all niggas, man. I'm proud of y'all niggas, B.
Word, I
appreciate it, Truth. What's good with you, bro?
Thank you.
Chillin', man. Hey, mate, y'all really don't think the industry is a good look?
It's not about, pardon me, man. It ain't about the industry so much. It's the fact that of who really. Are we getting people who battled before who are actually in tune with battle rap culture, or are we looking at people who see this as a come-up? You know what I'm saying? They can come in and fucking, like, Cannabis. What, you got 20,000 they said for that battle, some shit like that?
Damn.
I think Cannabis is the Kwame Brown. You know that nigga who comes in
and fucks the game
up, and then it's like, all right, now we got to put an age limit in the NBA.
Wow. Yeah, real shit. No, real shit, so, though.
He fucked it up for all the rest of the industry because it's like, nah, dog, we skeptical about this shit.
But hold on,
the whole thing about
before
it
they
that.
Battle, before they battle, I'm pretty sure we didn't think that. We thought Cannabis was going to hold his own against his astronaut. Let's be fair now.
That's what I'm saying. Kwame Brown was a dog in high school. Until he gave to a nigga with his own side.
Oh, man. I don't know, bro.
From a battler's perspective, I think it's a good look for them. How Hollow explained it, doing a battle in Vegas, like, monetary-wise for them. I'm just saying for them, like, that's big. Because they went from the corners to the little clubs, to 3,000. Now you talking about Vegas? Now, as fans, we might not like it if we don't live up to the hype. Of course, we're going to dog the shit if it don't live up. But from their side, I can see where they look at it.
Right.
Yeah, just what, 4 or 5 years ago, him and Bird was in the motherfucking look like a basement going at it.
True.
What do you think about the Midwest card, my brother? What do you think about the Midwest card coming up? You going to the event, right?
Oh yeah. I already got my shit booked. I'm gonna be there early. Me and my girl. I even made my girl stop liking this battle shit because I watched it so much. she liked the females more because. You know how females be, she said they be more aggressive and stuff.
Right. My wifey, too. She on them levels, too, and shit.
Yeah, but her favorite hit, as soon as I said Hitman on the car, she like, oh, we can go.
Hey, True.
Oh, and she like Hitman just because of the sounds he made.
Truth, we had a caller say that Hitman is going to wash Charlie Clips. What do you think about that?
Not this Charlie.
who's going to wash Charlie Clips?
One of the callers, though, Captain, said that.
Oh, he's my Hitman.
If Hitman would have caught Charlie before he got that 8,000, maybe, but not this Charlie.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
We appreciate you calling in, 614.
All
right. That's your boy, Truth.
All right, all right. We got, you know, we got somebody calling in right now. We got Adi Boom.
Wow.
Yo, yo. Adi Boom, what's up?
What's booming, man? What's good?
What up, Adi?
Bumba Ross Class.
Hey, appreciate you calling them last minute, bro.
Man, you already know, bro, that I'm an Angry Fan supporter, man.
Man, we appreciate that. We appreciate that. What's going on with you, Boom? What's going on, man? Talk to us. You got any battles lined up? What's up, man?
Yeah, well, you know what, RBE, you feel me? Like, that's who just threw me versus Verb. They just sent the contract over. I got to send them back for JC, you feel me?
Ooh, bam. Adi Boom and JC?
Yeah, it's gonna be epic, man. Like real tough.
Breaking news.
I just hope he's ready, man. You know what I'm saying? Cause that's just a fact. I'm going to be ready.
Okay. Mm. You hungry?
Yeah, I'm not playing. I'm going to be ready. I hope he is.
Oh damn! Fuck
shit,
that shit,
man.
Nigga.
Like,
what I'm gonna do? Every line for JC. Is gonna be the rock eyebrow. Like, yo, y'all should have saw me at the USF. Oh my gosh.
Is the results in? The results are done or what? What's going on?
What happened?
Well, are the results done for the UFF? How'd you do?
Oh, I did great. It was like everybody did their thing. The thing is with HA Double, he choked up a little bit. But everybody else, man, they did their thing, my dude. Like, I think the only reason HA Double choked up it was because of the scenery, like, the TV scenery. I mean, it was a whole behind-the-scenes situation.
Okay. Oh, that you ain't know about shit.
Yeah.
Yo, Boom. This is another man. Let me ask you a question. We see what you're doing with the blogs, and you getting your name out there. And everything. Do you think you blog a little bit too much or not?
Nah. You know what it is? It's not me blogging a little bit too much. I think it's battles not happening enough.
Wow. You know what? You might be right there, too. You might be right.
Yeah.
Like, it's been a drought this past month, fellas.
Yeah, right. Man. Like, it's so much talked about. Let's battle. This battle will be great. Well, let's do it, man. You know what I'm saying?
Let's
like,
do it.
My blogs is overlapping on ass kickings. Like, I need to be kicking these dudes' ass, because, you know what I'm saying? It's too much. Because now different battle leagues is coming out with the battles, and, you know what I mean, right now Cortez is looking unbeatable right now. Why?
That's,
because
he seriously
had,
is.
Yes, definitely. And I give a shout out to him because he had a battle that dropped on one league and the other league, and they wanted to drop it right after each other. And he looked it amazing in them. That still doesn't change what happens to the next man. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying he's unbeatable. I'm saying he's looking. Like, it's looking great for him right now.
That
absolutely,
word,
that man.
He's really running with that wordplay right now.
Yeah. His wordplay is trying to take wordplay to a different level. Like, you know how Tiller made schemes, not made schemes, but
right.
Like he made the new generation want a scheme. Cortez think he want to run with the wordplay.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? I understand that. Like, hey, you see a lane open, you run for it.
Yeah.
I mean, if I trip you, don't be mad. You know what I'm saying?
I hear that shit.
Yo,
I definitely hear
yo,
that shit.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah. Really quick. Who's? I wanted to ask you this to see if you you're able to answer this. Who is on your Mount Rushmore battle rap?
What does that mean?
What do you mean? Like, who influenced you? Who's the top that you looked at kind of coming into this, and who influenced you?
Battle rap wise, the most influential.
Good. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, good. My top five of all time, like, that would never change my list, is Head Ice, number one. It's Goods, number two. It's Clips, number three.
Harlem niggas.
Facts.
Wow.
Yeah, right? Yeah. You got Clips number 3. I respect Lot lyricism. It was always dope to me. I mean, so he just moved up on my top 5, actually, and that's my bro. But he just moved up, like, the Lagazé battle. I mean, I said the Lagazé, the Tone Montana battle.
Tone Montana.
And, yeah, facts. And it was slowly moving into my top 5. Slowly and slowly.
Okay. Okay, that's your top 5. Now, what about the most influential, like Lux, Mook? Like, who started this shit for you?
Oh, then who started, like, who? Why I wanted to get in it? It was Head Ice and Good, definitely.
Word?
The first battle I ever saw was J Mills and Murder Mook. That's why I started rap. That's why I started battle rapping in the streets. But why I wanted to get on camera? It was good. I mean, I love the way Good did it, and it looked it like I needed to get on camera. So it was good, and so it was good to surf, reason why, I mean.
Okay.
But the first one I ever watched was J. Mills and Murder.
I got you. What do you think about the wordplay in the scheme? Are you think it's getting played out or no? Or are you just worried about yourself?
I think, you know what? I think it's starting to get played now, like on some G right now. I think just new creativity shit, new creative things is entering the battle world, and every lane got its turn. Like, you had your Schemes, you know what I mean? Now Schemes are starting, niggas are starting to say, yo, you scheme too much now. Yes. You're starting to punch.
Yep.
Niggas starting nonstop punch out of nowhere, you know what I mean? So whenever that ends, I want to see what's going to come up now. I mean, like, you see Cortez trying to bring the wordplay back. So, I think people are about to start doing the wordplay. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how people are going to do it, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like it's going to happen.
The problem with scheming, I think, is that there be a lot of reaching sometimes.
Yeah, for real.
You never get to the point. I ain't going to lie to you. I think Chilla Jones don't rap. I don't think he's a rapper at all. I think he's a poet. I think, I mean, like, good. But, and that's my bro. Like, he did something for me in battle rap for me to respect him a lot. But at the end of the day, that doesn't change my opinion. I don't think he's a rapper. I think he's a poet. You know what I'm saying? He's just not rapping. You know what I'm saying? Like, these things these dudes don't do. That's why when these people be like, oh, you're not nice because you don't do this. Listen, what y'all love is not rapping. This is slow talking. Like, I mean, it's not rapping.
Yo, Boom, let me ask you a question. Do you and your other PG brothers, the Danny Myers, the Rum Nitties, the Prez, Mr. Wavy, do y'all feel it's y'all against the top tiers, or it's like we'll battle each other, but how y'all feel?
I think, personally, I think we run in this battle world right now. Everybody had a chance. There was a first class. You know, you had your Calico, T-Rex, Goods, Hollow. I mean, everybody had their chance. Right now, I PG shot. But the thing is, it's not enough. You know when they was having Summer Madness and Gnome 4 the next month, and then the next month? It's not enough events for us to show why it's our time.
Wow, you know, talk about it.
If they had enough, if they had enough events, we would give y'all the new creativity, because there's a lot of people in our class. It looks small, but it's a lot. You got to move it, Ty Law, thing. It's a lot. And so if you break that down in two, we're going to show you why it's our time. You know what I'm saying? But you need to start picking up these events. These 4 months, we don't need that. Give us 2 months. Every 2 months, give us a little event, at least a little one. You know what I'm saying? Just to give us some footage to put out there.
Do you think like A-Verb, other veterans, will only give y'all young boys a battle only for one round for the safe way?
I think it's going to be – I think they what they worked hard for, you know what I'm saying? And I respect it, and then again, I don't. Because what they worked hard for, I think they don't want to challenge that. They double-dutch it because they like – say if you won, say if AJ Double beats A-Verb, everything
right.
he works for, he feels like goes down the drain. So if you take a one round, you got so many excuses. So many excuses follow. Oh, it was just for the money. It was just a one round. If it was longer, what would have happened? Like, it's so many excuses. You know what I'm saying? So, but I don't respect it because I remember one time when they were chasing, when Big T was chasing Hollow. I won a battle 7 times. Give me a battle 7. You know what I mean? Now, what happens when, like, yo, you won a battle? They act like they don't want to touch us, like we got diseases or something. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I mean, we all rappers, brother. Like, it's not that serious. Calm down. It's just skill. However, I'm going to do it right.
Yo,
let me ask you a question, Boom.
You versus Verb, how do you feel about that battle?
I feel like it was a crazy battle. I think it was a great battle from both ends. I think he definitely did his thing, what he was supposed to do. I felt like I did what I was supposed to do also. You know what I'm saying? Like, on the URL site, the joint is 50-50. Like, I got 250 votes. He probably got, like, 252 votes. You know what I'm saying? So, like, me personally.
Well, it wasn't one-sided.
Battle,
it definitely wasn't one-sided.
No,
I don't think
that. It was not one-sided. Like, in the room, it was one-sided because you saw my performance and I was going off. But, on camera catches everything.
Yeah.
So, like, you actually saw Verb kicking up a little bit, like, yo. And then you saw me coming back. Punch him a little bit, like, okay, I mean, so it's like we both did what we do as a Verb and Adi Boom. We both did what we were supposed to do. So it's like you can't really call it, and the round was only like 4 minutes flat, 3:30, like, so it's like, hey,
you like one round as Adi Boom? You like one round battles?
I like them. No.
Neither do I, fam.
Reason being because, after that, what happened? It's like, it's a one punch. Like, I can punch you one time and say if you want to fight me back. You can't two-piece me back. You got to hit me one time. Like, you can't two-piece me. If you two-piece me, I'm leaving. Fuck you. I mean, you're a cheater. F you. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Boom, how I see it is only one person gets to rebuttal.
Yeah, real talk.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like... Now, rebuttaling, that's a crazy way of doing it because at the end of the day, what happens when you had he said something and you want to come back at it? You can't.
Exactly.
The battle's over.
Yeah.
The battle's over, so it's like, okay, let me, like, we all go home now. It's only one time. Like, I can't do that. I hate one-rounders.
Mm. I hate them.
For the passion.
Yeah. Man, I'm thinking about this Adi Boom and JC right now. Like, wow.
Yeah.
Yo, it's going to be crazy. Like, they sent me the bread and the contract. Like, when I tell you, the experience at the USF was, like, so great. Like, everybody
right.
that lost, they actually won. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, wow.
No one felt like, damn, like, I lost. Everybody
right.
was like, all right, cool, let's go. Like, I mean, we supporting my brothers. Like, you won, let's support my brother. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, that's how I look at all my PG niggas. Like, they my brothers. Like,
right,
I actually spent 48 hours with these niggas. You feel me? Like, so it's a whole different respect I look at niggas.
But, Boom, do you guys ever get mad as young cats, like, when you watch top-tier cats or mid-tier cats battling and you see a battle and you're like, yo, this shit is straight caca, yo, what the fuck is this? You ever get mad?
Hell
I'm saying, let's say if you see
I got mad at O'Brien and Big T. I got mad, serious.
Why you got mad, though?
Because, like, all right, these niggas don't know when to stop. Like, if you're so much of a top tier, know when to stop rapping. You know what I'm saying? Like, the first round from both of them was great. Like, I was like, yes, this is amazing. And then, what the hell happened? Like, it was so whack. Like, after that, they, like, I went to go cook dinner and all that weird shit. Like, while the battle's still playing, like, it was so whack. Like, yo, like if you stop at a certain point, like that would, and y'all gonna notice from KG the Poet today. I mean, when, like not today, but I mean in the USF battle, I can't explain it all, but like in the USF battle, it was a point where KG the Poet could have stopped and won a battle. You understand?
Oh,
so
shit.
It's like, yes, I mean, I can't say no more, but it was a point where you can stop and it be like, yo, that was, you mean? And
right.
Over there, they was just drawn out, not saying nothing. Like, it was like, what are you talking about? Like, shut up.
Damn. So what's up with you in MCD, though, son?
I won a battle. Like, Norms was asking me today who I want. You know what I mean? He was like, anybody you want, just give me a name, nigga. You know what I mean? I said MCD, like, listen, I will leave MCD in the dirt. Like, yo, the way I'm feeling, I'll leave that broke nigga in the dirt. Like, yo, MCD is nice, but he don't, this is the thing, yo. I'm not giving my occupation out on the radio, but my
right.
nigga, he don't know what dope and crack is. Like, bro, this nigga said I'm dope like when crack is bought. Bro, you can't step in my face talking that shit,
because
I know what I'm talking about. So
right.
It's like, bro, like, he's nice, don't get me wrong, MCD is nice, but where will that hug him? Like, I mean, because at the end of the day, like I was talking about the Old Red and Big T, they nice. But the whole battle, it won't last. Like, it's not going to last against somebody that knows what they're doing. Danger Zone was nice. What happened when he stepped in Good's face? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
man.
You never know. Like you got to have some you better crack some jokes on me, because, and that's going to be hard. Because I'm no dirty nigga. Now, in Sydney. Yo, I don't know, but I want to get it on. You feel me? He, I think he won a battle, me and Danny Myers. That's,
listen,
that's
not what he wants.
He's bugging right now.
He's bugging. Let me tell you
this. You and Danny Myers?
He's bugging.
Shit, are you bugging, son? Come on
now. Like, this is the thing. People want to do that for the fans, like, oh,
right.
You want to talk for the fans. Listen, I never point to the point like, oh, I'm too cool. Listen, I'll battle Charlie Clips and Good. Like, nah, I can, but at the end of the day, I won't. You're
right.
Be smart, and be realistic. You know what
right.
I'm saying? Like, you're not about to battle both of us. When you talk about performers with bars,
right.
You got bars and you look broke. Like, so it's like,
Damn. Bro,
you don't do that. No, don't. You don't want that, because it's hard enough to pass one of us. And what we did, like, when me and Danny battle drop, he's going to change his mind.
Wow.
Mm.
Yo, boom.
Mm.
We got something that we do on the Angry Fan radio station all the time, man. Anytime a battle rapper comes up here, man, they got to give us some bars, man. What's up, bro?
Man, I got bars. Man, listen.
Spit something.
Ready?
Yeah.
Oh.
I said, motherfucker, you is not that nice, so shut the fuck up. Before in mid-verse you randomly get beat the fuck up. Just because you dark ugly don't mean you can't get fucked up. I just don't pop the trunk on, nigga. I dump trucks, big Simmons. Sit down a ride in a limousine. I pack a gal, your bitch, I box her. Make her feel a pain, automatic chopper. Sit reminds you of a guillotine. How much time you gonna get punched, city? Before you get the steam, ocean view scope. Wave machines and all. Make up lines, then I Maybelline your jaw. I spray the thing and all. Clean your face like Avon, you super duper black bitch. Your skin color should be named Akon. Ride by my Carter jersey, I'll set you up. I'm Akon. You locked, I won't let you out for this style's P. I'm not Akon. Rapid punches, I won't slow them down for nothing. I'm not Akon. Honestly, I will whoop city ass like I know martial arts.
His bitch rap my mic because she rap from the D like it's martial art, you know? Like, your city do not want it with me.
Yo, wow, yeah. City mic. That was on site. Ooh.
Damn.
Yeah,
yo, Adi, man, thanks for blessing the Angry Fan Movement, man. Can we get a shout-out, Angry Fan Movement, please?
Angry Fan 007, where my sword at? Where my freaking lights up? Angry Fan 007, nigga.
Yo, man, boom. Thanks, Adi, man.
Yo, hold on. Yo, boom. Yo, boom.
What's up?
Yo, boom, we're going to have you on as an official guest, my nigga. Good looking for a call up in the last minute.
You already know, big bro.
Early, bro. I'm out of you. You already know.
All right, bro.
Easy, Salute. My nigga.
Yo.
Man. Yo, my nigga. Boom had bars on deck for that nigga M City.
Yeah, son.
City Mike, I don't know, man. Ooh. City Mike get his ass tore up. He keep playing around. M City Mike get tore. I don't know, man. I fuck with M City, but yo, man, Adi Boom just had that at the top of the head for this nigga. I don't know, bro.
Yeah, son. Yeah, B.
Now, this nigga right for this nigga.
Yo, before we turn off, should we talk about this Rum Nitty and B Magic really quick? Just how
go ahead,
Timo,
because I know you got some comments about that.
I got some shit to say about this battle. First off, to me, when I heard about this battle, it feels like a street status battle to me. That type of style, I really feel the street status feel on this. I'm a Rum Nitty fan. I'm not even gonna bullshit. I mean, we all know what him and Myers did. That shit was classic. I don't know, man. I'm going with Magic 2-1 on this one. I think Nitty's gonna get around. I think Nitty's gonna win around.
Yeah, I agree with that word.
I think Magic's gonna do it though 2-1. What do you guys think?
I don't think this is gonna look somewhat maybe like Ill Will and B Magic.
Wow,
good call, Cat. I mean, Rum Nitty.
I see that.
Rum Nitty got the bars. I don't know, man. I think it might be a debatable battle at this point.
I think so too, son. But I'm gonna lean towards B Magic just slightly. But I expect this to be fucking bar. Fucking heavy, like Jesus.
I don't think because I'm Rum Nitty. From my understanding, like, isn't this gonna be Rum Nitty's biggest name, pretty much?
Yeah, son, it is.
I don't think
it is.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Anybody with that opportunity, like Adi Boom, just now when he had Verb, like he didn't waste that opportunity. You feel what I'm trying to say?
Mm.
I think that that Rum Nitty may go extra hard for B Magic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think
Magic's
gonna respect his
team. I think so.
Respect him too. And after that whole after this whole daylight situation at Ill Will, I think B Magic, like, his name might have slid off a little bit to where it used to just be.
Well, right.
I think Ill Will maybe in daylight might have took a little damper off. Not so much that he lost the daylight, but the fact that everybody's saying daylight made him disappear. I think all that shit has to dwell into his mind and shit, my nigga.
And Rum Nitty has to know that, yo, I'm getting a chance to battle B motherfucking Magic, and B-Magic is in a lot of niggas' top five. Like, B-Magic's that nigga right now. So if he comes in the battle and doesn't make it debatable or fucks up, his stock goes down, my dude.
Yeah, son.
I can see that. Yeah. All right. We got a caller coming in right now, man. We got a caller on right now. We got to get him on really quick. You guys are going to know who this is, but 631, are you there?
Yeah.
Melly Mel, what's good,
on?
My dude?
Melly
I'm
Mel,
cooling,
man.
What's
I'm cooling, baby, you know. I'm here, man, finally.
Word. It's Angry Fan Radio,
good.
Man. You know what it is.
Yeah, man. Y'all definitely doing your thing up here, man. Y'all real coordinated and everything. I love it.
That's what it is.
Appreciate it, bro.
Real quick, can you tell us a rundown about your career real quick?
Pretty much I'm an artist. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, with a lot of these artists, upcoming artists, famous artists, whatever the case may be, you don't really see their, you know, a different side of them. Like, fans don't want to just see you doing music. You got to give them all of you, in a sense. So if you dedicated to your fans, you got to give them all of you. Like, so I showed them my silly side. So that's kind of where the, you know what I mean, with a Lux thing come about. That's, you know, pretty much acting. So I, you know, do acting and all that, too. So... You know what I mean? You gotta just give the people a show. That's all. You know, so
you do,
pretty much.
You do music, brother?
Yeah, I just came out with the album. Matter of fact, it's called Until It Happens, and
it happens.
I named it Until It Happens was because a lot of these upcoming artists feel or realize until you get that big check or get signed, whatever, you got to work. Technically, you're going to have to work. You know what I mean? So it's not no way around that. So that's what I pretty much got to – you got to try to beat it into their head.
So how did – let me ask you a question. Who contacted – who? Daylight had to contact you, right, to get you on that stage, correct?
Yeah. He actually reached out, like a while ago, like probably I would say like last year. You know, because you know, I kind of fumbled with that look thing. With Al Swin, the battle first came out, I didn't actually put out the footage of me and when I did the first Lux joint. I didn't put that out until like a few months later. So that was, you know, kind of my fault.
Okay.
You know, I didn't think it was gonna, you know, bubble like this. But I think directly right after that, I would say like a week or two later, he reached out. But it was. You know, it was so much going on at the time. I wasn't sure, or whatever the case may be, or I wasn't even sure if that was him, like who was hitting me up. So he actually, you know what I mean, went straight on. So he found my Twitter, and he hit me up through Twitter. So that's how I got Daylight dead on.
But son, you look just like fucking Lux, nigga.
Yo, man, I don't look like Lux, man. Yo.
Nah, son, you know what? You cool? You've heard that before, though, right?
Yo, I did. Yeah. That's not the first time.
How do you get to manage, know his lyrics like that and mannerisms and all that? Like, my nigga, you need to be acting or some shit, my dude.
Nah, I do. But you know what it is? If any actor, you got to really get into that character. That's what these people fail to realize. You got to get into the character. So if I got to do my rewind button a few times just to get, like little things, like, you know what I mean? People pay attention to that. You know what I mean?
Right.
For the new battle that he just did, where he took his glasses off. People look at that little bit of stuff instead of just memorizing his rhymes. That's it. You know what I mean?
Yo, son, promote the album real quick, because we pressed for a little time. Promote the album right quick, because I want to check it out. What's the name of it?
Yeah, it's called Until It Happens. You can get that on Mediafire, SoundCloud. It's actually under it's_MellyMel.
Okay.
SoundCloud, and then, you know, /it's_MellyMel.
Can you give us some Lux bars before you go, please?
Power to the people. We back to do maintenance. Yeah, we gonna rock like crack when it came in. You know this one called it the Latin Invasion for Black Entertainers. Hello! Glad you can make it. It's just sad he won't make it. At these tables, they don't even show the show. They just tell both players to disrespect and expect from being close camera. Look at this. Another situation over there with no answers. Past catches up to him. Present day. Look, Nana. Got another kid with a kid just fell out of snow sand. Afraid another cat correct the mistake they're about to make. Anytime you get gassed up in your traffic, well, it's obvious you're going to break, nigga. I'm talking to a dead man that is wake. It's the interview with a vampire. He don't know that I stink or take his life out of place. I eradicate to create, but the gun makers, the minor combined, and we bump tanks. I don't know what they must think. I'm out of verse with the earth out of truck space. But you a penny drug case, cupcake. This ain't front like you front wake. I hate niggas who pump fake, and you've been giving shots. You gonna play drug big blind and find some states that's unsafe to have holes in the scissors and jump the gate. What could you do? I done thought to my torch to rebuttal school. Data for this match to be blind, it was running through like this. It's just like the same backup, but it's in front of you, nigga. Let's get it. I got a 10-load form.
Yo, beloved, man. Thanks for coming on. We appreciate you, though,
man.
Sir.
He sounds just like Lux.
Woo. Woo. Yo, man, you got to get in tune, man. You got to get in tune, beloved.
Word. Yo, son, thanks for coming on, Melly Mel. We fucked with you, my dude.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Yo,
I love, too, man. That's love, for real. For real, everybody reaching out, that's love. I appreciate
you, got
you.
Most definitely, my dude.
Right.
You stay up, bro.
Easy, my nigga.
All right, definitely.
Peace.
Yo.
You sound just like Lux, my nigga.
We had Lux and Hollow on the same show.
Oh, shit. That's crazy. Yeah.
Damn.
That was kind of wild.
Yo,
wow,
Caps,
okay.
Talk about Monday's show, man. How we doing this on Monday for the people, man?
Okay, before Monday... Like Timo said, you can't forget Sunday show.
Okay.
And that's from 7 to 9, correct?
Yes,
sir. 7 to 9.
It should be a BIG from Sumner. Now I'm going to take calls. And we got a guest call. Are they locked in 100% right now? Not really sure.
Not 100. Man, let's let it be a surprise.
Gotcha.
Well, we talking Biggie, taking BIG calls. We're going to play heavy Biggie on the radio here, man. We're going to show enough respect to BIG, man, because let's be real, man. He is one of the forefathers of the hip-hop game, man. You know what I'm saying? So let's show BIG his love. On the ninth call, let's call in. Tell us what you felt about Biggie, what he meant to you as a hip-hop fan. You know what I mean?
And Monday.
And that's on Sunday. And then about Monday?
Monday, we got old man Ebro from High 97 coming to the show. You know, if you're a battle rap fan, you've heard his displeasure with battle rap. So me, Timbo, and Caps, we're just going to have a grown-man discussion and let him know as fans how we feel about the culture and why we got a radio station popping off for battle rap and hip-hop. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And we got Cortez coming on also, right, Caps?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We definitely got Cortez Murder Avenue. We'll be calling up too, man.
So we giving you guys these 16s. We implemented something. We giving you 16s from these artists. You know what I'm saying?
We're just trying to have fun with the radio station. We're trying to, you know what I'm saying, incorporate the fans and the battle rap. Like, even Hollow seemed like he felt comfortable. Boom, all these things, you know what I'm saying? I don't really got to, like, grill these niggas and have them on the hot seat. I like us to chill, call in and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? Because that's the reason why we where we at, because of the supporters. So, of course, we want to give back. That's why we want these niggas to spit for y'all out there listening right now.
Word.
That's why we telling y'all niggas to call in and all that shit. That's why I be saying, yo, can y'all shout out the Angry Fan Movement? Because I really believe, like, that's why we here right now, you know what I'm saying? Real shit. And if they see us, then you know that we got to be going in the right direction if they saying they fuck with the Angry Fan Movement. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right.
Shout out to anybody out there that's important.
Shout out. Yo, on Wednesday, everybody, I want to let you know, remind you, we have Vado on the show on Wednesday calling in.
Vado. Can't wait till Wednesday for Vado. That's going to be crazy.
Yo.
And then Friday... Yo. We got one of the bullies of this battle rap shit.
That's
Mr. Shotgun
right.
Shug.
Shotgun Shug calling up on Friday. That's going to be good right there. I rock for Shug, man.
Heavy, man.
That's going to be great.
Yo, and you know what, though, fellas? I want to talk about Shug, man. I'm going to say it again. Y'all can say whatever y'all want about his battles. He's not top 10 or he's not in your top 5. Cool. But what he has over a lot of your favorite battle rappers is his goddamn music, bro.
Yeah, there you go. That's real
shit. That's
you know what I'm saying?
I want to see Shug come on anyway, man. We got some things we got
to
talk about with Shug.
Oh, hell yeah, we got to talk about Shug.
I want to make sure he's taking this shit serious. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
What was your favorite Shug battle?
My favorite Shug battle?
Yeah.
Man, it might be a lot of Zay now, man, but I really was liking Shug versus Cortez. I can't even front, man.
What about you, Timbo?
Yo, I got Shug versus a lot of Zay. That's my favorite.
Cause
Shug,
I'm gonna fuck you out right now.
Like I said, he really came out of nowhere with that shit, my nigga.
He did.
You know what mine was? Against Heartless.
Against Heartless.
Shug battled Heartless. I actually loved
that
battle.
Oh man, that was wild when he got here. He was barking on home.
And he barked on court. And he barked on conceded. Woo!
Damn. But you know what? Though I'm thinking too, bro. Man, if Shug did not fuck up versus Bill Collector, that would have been a crazy battle all around. If he didn't have that choke in that first round, it would have been crazy.
We said a choke?
Yeah. If you remember the first round when he looked like smack, like
but he caught it back, though.
Claim.
He caught it back, though, Caps.
But I know he did, but if he didn't do that, though.
Right. The only thing I like about that battle, man, and when he come on the show, I want to ask him, bro, does he think he got, I don't want to say blackball, but I mean, he did kind of shit on Smack in front of the stage, bro. I mean, he got mad disrespectful to Smack. And I wonder if he felt like, well, URL didn't book me after that because I was talking mad greasy to a league owner.
Yeah.
We got some shit to do,
man. We got a lot in store, man. We just starting right now, man. Luckily, a lot of people want to fuck with us. A lot of people like what's going on right now, man. So we trying to show love right now, you know what I'm saying?
Adi Boomers came out the cut.
Yes, sir. I fucks with Boom, man. Boom,
I fuck with Boom heavy.
I fuck with Boom.
Coming up, all the fans, I want to let you guys know, coming up, we're going to have our first contest for a pay-per-view coming out also. You know, we're going to do a pay-per-view so you guys can watch your pay-per-views, things like that. We're going to have a free pay-per-view contest so you guys can watch that shit. Just stay tuned, you know. This is just the beginning, like Cap said. We take it.
Yeah. So, y'all, we'll be letting you know about the contest soon. It's going to be the free King of the Dot. King of the Dot, right?
Yes, King of the Dot.
It's going to be a free King of the Dot pay-per-view. You know what I'm saying? So, y'all stay tuned so y'all know how to get better shit.
Stay tuned.
Take us home, Timbo.
Shout out. Follow us on Twitter at Top Battle Refs, at AngryFan007, at Free Letterman. Make sure you go to YouTube.com/AngryFan007 to catch all of the recaps, vlogs, YouTube.com/AngryFansRadio. All the episodes are going to be uploaded. Shout out to you fans as always, man. We're going to see you guys on Sunday. You guys already know.
Sunday 7 to 9, man.
Sunday 7 to 9.
7 to 9. Word. Holla at your boys, man. Angry Fan Radio. Angry Fan. Y'all know what it is, man. Angry Fan Movement. Shout out to my brothers, man. Timbo and Caps. Love y'all niggas, man. You already know.
You already know what it is, man.
It's your boy, Angry Fan 007. Signing off, my niggas. Man.
Peace.
Shout out to Timbo.
Peace.